Stephen Hall, Stephen S-T-E-V-E-N, Hall, H-A-L-L, date of birth is 9/30/1951. This is for date of service 6/14/2022. Mr. Hall is a 70-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his type 2 diabetes management. He was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes about 2 years ago in 2020. He also has a history of melanoma, lipoma, colon polyps, hypothyroidism, vitamin D deficiency, gout, obesity, anemia, thrombocytopenia, glaucoma, hypertension, coronary artery disease, IBS, chronic kidney disease, murmur, CVA, and liver cirrhosis, status post renal and liver transplant done 3 years ago, period. For his diabetes, he is on 2JO, 35 units once daily. For breakfast, he usually has cereal, sausage, and muffin or grits and eggs and bacon. Lunch is usually a sandwich, cold cuts. Dinner is usually meat, rice, and potatoes and vegetables. Usually snacks on dessert like sorbet. Plan number one for his type 2 diabetes, his current hemoglobin A1C is 8%. His diabetes is complicated by a history of renal and liver transplant, which was done in 2019. My recommendation is to switch him to Soliqua, S-O-L-I-Q-U-A, 35 units once daily, instead of 2JO, and we will plan on rechecking his hemoglobin A1C and fasting comprehensive metabolic panel in 6 to 8 weeks. Next number, the patient is status post renal and liver transplant, secondary to liver cirrhosis. After his liver failed, he also had a renal failure and therefore had a renal and liver transplant in 2019. Next number, for his hypertension, continue current therapy. Next summer, he is on anti-rejection medication with prednisone 5 milligrams daily and tacrolimus. The patient has subsequent hyperglycemia resulting from the prednisone therapy. Next summer, for his coronary artery disease, continue close monitoring. Next summer, follow up with primary care provider, Dr. Scheckman. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.